Hey, yo. Hey, this is the second of my three podcasts I'm dropping today. The first one was on modesty and what it means to be modest, or people say be humble. This one is on the enemy's intimidation tactics. And by enemy, I mean the devil. You could say your own insecurities, whatever negative forces you have to engage and face in order to be successful. But I'm a spiritual man. I believe in negative energy. I believe in negative entities. I believe they exist. I believe the devil exists. I believe demons exist. So when I say the enemy, I mean the devil, demons, the enemy of my soul. I thank God that I'm saved and I'm covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. But I wanted to make this podcast because I want to address just how the enemy, the devil, works, especially against us chosen people, the people of God, righteous people, people who have set out to do God's will and God's bidding. You will face attack. And here's how the devil, from my experience, typically goes about it. When you have made your mind up to walk down or to travel down a righteous path in life, and you don't actively seek out trouble and sin, the devil himself will send people to you. These demons will send these people to you to engage you. Not only that, but through circumstance. So the Bible says the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Though we know lions can be deadly, the Bible doesn't say the devil is a roaring lion. It says he goes about like a roaring lion. The purpose of your enemy, or the purpose of the enemy of your soul, is to steal, kill, and destroy things that God has set up in your life. So that's an intimidation tactic. You know, if I'm late on my rent and it's the 5th of the month, the 6th of the month, or later, and I go outside my door and I see that notice, yeah, they're doing their job by putting that on my door. Yeah, the rent should be paid, but they can also put that notice inside a mailbox. They can also put that notice inside an envelope with my name on it. But the goal is to intimidate. The goal is to embarrass, to get you shook. And what the devil hopes happens in that case is, okay, so I'll back down. I'll become shaken. No, the Bible says I'm not easily moved. So no matter what news I get, I don't care if there was a notice on my door saying they were going to come and shoot me at 3 o'clock today. We are not easily moved. The Bible commands me, fear not. That's not a suggestion. So the devil wants to intimidate you, wants to shake you, to get you to the point where you're literally scared to make any move, which ultimately could lower your vibration, which would cause you to a snowball effect, not take action further down the line. It's like when the bully tells you, you better not come outside at 3 o'clock all day. What you gonna be doing? Worried about 3 o'clock. And then if you do go outside, looking over your shoulder left and right, and it could be an empty threat, but the damage is done. And that's how the devil works. The devil has no power over God's chosen people. All things that happen in my life, God wills or God allows. There's nothing that happens to me or for me that God doesn't sign off on. The devil can't just take my life or can't just heap something on me. So when my enemy, the enemy of my soul, sends these demonic people, these actual demons, to come and aggress me, harass me, to intimidate me, that's all it is. It's a show. It's like a clown jumping up and down. And I don't mean to take away from what power the devil does have over this world, because there's a lot of evil in the world and a lot of evil people. But what I'm saying is, for those of us who are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus, we're protected from it. And God wants us to continue to be bold and courageous and to not be silenced and intimidated by the devil's tactics. which are to steal your joy, to steal your confidence, to lower your vibration. Don't fall for it. It's just bluster. It's an attempt to literally make your knees shake so you can retreat to the corner like, I give up. No. Okay, you got that eviction notice. God still got me. You got 2 weeks. Okay, well, guess what? In 2 weeks, I'm going on a vacation. Devil wants you fearful, scared. Because if the devil can get you in a fearful state, that's how you lose more blessings. Don't let him do it. And on that note, I'm going to record my third podcast. Stay up.